clabbers.
Uh-huh. What can you make out of that?
You make cheese out of clabber.
What kind of cheese?
Well, just common white cheese. It's a kind. Well, you can make it colored if you put the color in it.
Is it solid or is it kind of lumpy?
It's solid. I never did make any cheese out of it, but we just eat it. You can eat it with a spoon and it's good.
Give it to the chickens.
The first thing you have to do after milking to get...
Strain your milk.
And something kind of like a fruit pie. It's, well, maybe it's made out of peaches and it's got some peaches and then strips of dough in it.
Well, that'd be a peach cobbler.
What else can you make? Kind of like that.
Bear, you can make bear cobblers.
Do you ever hear of a family pie or a deep apple pie or anything like that?
Well, you can make an apple pie, kind of like you did them peach pies, if you like them that way. We never did make them that way.
And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And say you could take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make sort of a sweet liquid you could pour over pie. You'd call that a...
Sauce.
A
sauce.
And food taken between regular meals would be a...
Well, that's just in between meals, I call it.
You'd fix yourself
snack. A snack.
And you say, this morning I... What breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I ate breakfast at 7, is that what you mean?
Okay. And yesterday at that time I'd already...
eaten.
And if you were thirsty, you'd go up to the sink and pour yourself a...
glass of water.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
So you'd say somebody has what that glass?
Somebody's what?
Has done what to it? Somebody has...
cracked it.
Well, if I knocked it off and broke it, I'd have to say I broke it.
Okay, so you say the glass is...
broke.
And, but I didn't mean to...
But I didn't mean to break it, yeah.
And if you were thirsty, you'd say, a glass?
I drank a whole glass of water.
And you'd ask me, how much have you...
How much have you drank?
And you'd say, we certainly do quite a lot of water.
Drank a lot of water.
And if dinner was on the table and the family's standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
eat?
Or they're standing around. You tell them to go ahead and
help themselves?
So you say, so then he went ahead and
help himself.
And you say, I asked him to pass that over to me since he had already
helped himself.
Do you ever hear people say hope?
Hope.
He hope himself?
Yeah.
Who would say that?
You say, I hope myself to certain dish you have, you know. Yeah, I've heard that.
Would you say that?
No.
And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.
Don't like it. I wouldn't like it.
And if someone...
wouldn't want any of it or something.
Someone's standing up. If you're eating and someone walks into the kitchen, you say, well, go ahead and...
help yourself.
Or they're standing up, you tell them to...
have a seat.
Okay, or to what down?
At the table.
Or he's standing up and you ask him to what down? To
sit down.
Okay, so you say, so then he...
sit down.
Have a seat.
To the table.
And you say nobody was standing because everybody had done what?
Sit down.
Been seated.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say...
it's leftovers.
Okay.
I got to see
them. Or you've done what to it? It's been...
Been warmed over.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck and he couldn't...